AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. military confirms that Iran has shot down an American drone. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Central Command's calling it an unprovoked attack. It says an Iranian missile took down an RQ-4A Global Hawk drone as it flew in international airspace over the Strait of Hormuz, the Persian Gulf's narrow mouth. Iran's Revolutionary Guard says the drone was operating over Iranian airspace, which Central Command says is false. The shootdown comes amid heightened tensions between Washington and Tehran and fears they could grow into an actual conflict. Both nations say they don't want that, but are prepared if need be. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is warning that the use of force against Iran would trigger a catastrophe. 10 people wounded in shootings outside a nightclub in Allentown, Pennsylvania overnight. No arrests, motive unknown at the moment. At least one car was seen speeding away. What are your chances of getting a surprise medical bill?
About one in every six hospital patients gets hit with a surprise medical bill, according to the nonpartisan Kaiser Family Foundation. That's people with insurance who are exposed to extra out-of-network charges for emergency room or doctor services. Next week, a Senate Health Committee is slated to vote on bipartisan legislation to require insurers to pay out-of-network doctors and hospitals the median rate that's paid for in-network providers. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Joe Biden says he doesn't have a racist bone in his body and he will not apologize for saying the Senate got things done with civility years ago, even though some of the senators at the time were segregationists. There have been calls from some other Democratic presidential candidates for Biden to apologize for that comment. This is AP Radio News. Boeing is at the Paris Air Show and says yes, there is some interest from some who may want to buy MAX 737 jets, even after the disastrous overseas accident that killed hundreds of people. Boeing Vice President Ihsan Mounir.
We are in discussions with customers for MAX orders, and at the right time, we'll disclose those. Like I said, it's a long-term game, and people would like to get ahead of their planning.
A MAX 737 wouldn't be able to take you to the moon, though, or Mars. The White House has been pushing to get astronauts back on the moon, but our new poll finds that only about a quarter of Americans think the moon or Mars should be among the space program's highest priorities. They would rather the program focus on the possibility of asteroid impacts and the use of robots to explore the cosmos. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.